Let's go to Wayne Allen Root. Oh, Wayne, are you there?
I'm here. Can you see me? Are we okay?
We are awesome. I see your beautiful flag. I see all your books behind you. So congratulations on the launch of your broadcast on Lindell TV yesterday.
Thank you.
How did the first day go?
Well, today was the second day, so I actually have 2 days under my belt, and it went fantastic. The second day was like a breeze. First day, you're always a little bit nervous. Second day was so easy. It was a breeze. I love doing it. And you said before the break, I think Wayne's been on TV. I've been on TV my whole life. When I was 26 years old, I became the youngest anchorman, I believe, in America at the time on national TV. It was so long ago that it was not even called CNBC back then, Brandon. It was called Financial News Network, and I hosted 5 shows. I was the star of CNBC before it became CNBC.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were all sports shows. I was the big sports guy and the big sports gambling guy. And because of all that, I've got a star, 180-pound granite star on the Vegas Walk of Stars on Las Vegas Boulevard, the Vegas Strip next to Elvis and Liberace and Wayne Newton. Is Wayne Allen Root the king of Vegas sports gambling? Yeah.
I was on
TV for 25 years.
I did not know that. I thought you were going to tell me.
Yeah.
When you said you've been on TV your whole life, I thought you were going to tell me you're the original Ricky Jr. on I Love Lucy or something, you know? I thought you were going to tell me you're a child actor.
I've been on TV a long time.
I thought you were going to tell me you're a child actor.
It was 25 years on TV as a sports guy, and the media called me the king of Vegas sports gambling. And then I got into politics. I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. I missed by an inch winning the presidential nomination, but Congressman Bob Barr won in 2008 the presidential nomination, and he chose me to be his vice presidential running mate. And I traveled the nation and got into politics and wound up on Fox News the next morning on Neil Cavuto's show. And I've been in politics ever since, and I've made thousands of political appearances, and I had the number one show at Newsmax TV. For 3 years, from 2017 to 2020, I had the number one show on Newsmax TV, and my partner was Bill O'Reilly. 3 times a week, he opened my show with me. So I've had an incredible life and an incredible career going from sports TV to national syndicated radio, finally to Newsmax political TV, and now Mike Lindell TV. So well, God bless America.
And not to rag on Newsmax too much, but you got a lot more freedom here because you can talk about machines, vaccines, all kinds of things here. But I bet you had some rules over at Newsmax.
Well, yeah, that's the terrible story that tells you how everything's been ruined. Everything's been poisoned because I had the number one show at Newsmax and Bill O'Reilly on 3 times a week. And they got thousands and thousands of fan mails every week about me. They were flooded with fan mail saying, Wayne Root, we love the show. And then they fired me because on March 11th, 2020, the country was going down from COVID. We were about to be locked down. And I kept saying, don't lock down. Don't lock down. You can't lock down. You'll destroy the economy and you won't stop anyone from getting COVID. And millions aren't going to die. And the whole thing is ridiculous and exaggerated. And at that moment, the stock market was crashing. And I said, my God, this is an attack on America by the enemies of America. And that is George Soros and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and China and Russia and the Muslim nations are attacking America, driving the stock market down. And they fired me for that.
They fired you for that, one show? For that one show? For one show.
Yes.
We would at least give
for
you two.
Comment.
We would at least give you 2 shows to screw up.
It's unbelievable. You can't even believe how bad these people are. And obviously, deep state, DC swamp.
Well, you know there has to be. There has to be money involved. Come on. You don't get rid of that's my opinion, okay? You don't get rid of your top show over that kind of comment the next day. I mean, my opinion. Unless there's a lot of money. And there were reports that there was $1 billion being handed out by the Biden regime media outlets. And again, whether reports true or not, I read that Newsmax and Fox were on that list. I don't know. I'm just telling you what has been reported.
That was about, Brandon, that was about the vaccines.
Okay.
So clearly, if I had stayed there, I would have been fired over the vaccines and the money they took from the vaccines anyway. But this had nothing to do with vaccines. This was in March of 2020. Trump was still president.
Oh, Trump's still president then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And it didn't matter. Newsmax was angry that, A, I kept saying that Biden is brain dead and has dementia and can't possibly be the president of the United States. It would be a disaster. And they got mad at me. They said it was disrespectful to say that Biden is brain dead and has dementia. And I was exactly right.
Well, you know, the truth sometimes hurts. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Right.
But did you ever find out what was ever the truth? Again, if you can't answer the question, I don't know if you signed anything or not, but if you can or don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. But did you ever find out what the deal was between the owner of Newsmax and his relationship with Bill Clinton and the Clinton Global Initiative and traveling the world, as I've read, with the Clinton?
I didn't. Remember, the reason they got rid of me was I made a comment about George Soros being the enemy of America. Of course he's the enemy of America. What do you think? He is the best friend of America? He was trying to take the country down. He was trying to make sure that Trump wasn't reelected. He's the man behind the open borders. He funds everything bad happening in America. And any conservative network that would fire a host, let alone a popular host, over making a negative comment about George Soros, isn't a conservative network. And by the way, the postscript of all that is they were bombarded with over 20,000 phone calls and emails saying if Wainwright leaves, we're done with Newsmax. And it didn't even change their mind. They didn't care.
Well, you need to let all those people. You need to let all those people know you're now at Lindell TV.
Believe me, I'm gonna. I've had quite a few who found me yesterday and today who have sent me emails. So it's great stuff. And I love to hear from all your listeners and all your viewers and all your fans. Brandon House, you have a great show. Do you realize this is the first time I'm back since I came on and said I would give out my comprehensive detailed list of all the COVID vaccine data around the world for free?
What happened?
Anyone who asked, and I gave my email, wainwright@gmail.com. I thought 50, 100 people would contact me. Over 3,000 of your viewers contacted me. And I sat there for a week and click, 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 used up all day long and sent out 3,000 emails responding to your viewers. So you have the most loyal and loving viewers I've ever seen. Fantastic.
Well, thank you. Well, we actually heard that from another business owner last week. We promoted his business because it's a great company, and I talked about it, and I guess they got calls and several calls and a lot of interaction with people. And he said, you got the most amazing audience, and they're all so nice and just kind-hearted people. So let me ask you this. What kind of response did you get coming on my show related to other shows you've been on in the last 40 years?
Well, you know, yes, and I am 61 years old, so I've been on TV for 40 years. And I got to tell you, when I went on Fox News, I would never get the kind of response I got off being on your show. I've never said anything on TV or national radio and gotten over 3,000 responses in my entire life. I've been on Sean Hannity. I've been on Rush Limbaugh. I've been on Michael Savage. I had my own nationally syndicated show right now on USA Radio. Never have I gotten 3,000 responses, but I got them from the Brandon House audience. So you and Mike Liddell have something very special,
you know,
going on, and that's why I'm thrilled to join your network.
You know, when we built this, we launched it April 19th. I went to Mike and I said, Mike, I've been doing this over here with my network. I want to build Lindell TV. He wanted to build Frank Speech. And I'm like, okay, but I really want to build Lindell TV. That's my thing. And so after we did a few shows together, he saw what could happen and he said, let's build Lindell TV. So we launched it April 19th of 2021. And people started laughing, you know, and making jokes. I don't think a lot of them are laughing anymore. I think they realize how hard we've worked 7 days a week, 360, literally 7 days a week, 365 days a year running this network. And it's a lot of work. But I'll tell you what we've done. We've gone out, we've gotten great people like yourself, Diamond and Silk, Roger Stone, and so many others. And we've worked hard to bring an audience with great hosts. And many of them, by the way, who have been under attack. They have been censored. They have been canceled. So there's a team spirit here because pretty much every one of the hosts, they've had to fight to get where they are and remain where they are. And it's good for them, but it's also good for us. I think we got great, great hosts. I don't see any other network building the stable of shows with the great host we have. I really don't.
Well, I know I'm in the right place at the right time because, listen, I'm hired to give speeches all over America to conservative groups. And very often I have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people in the audience. And I get standing ovations when I say three different things. Number one, the election of 2020 was stolen, and Trump is the rightful president, legitimate president of the United States. Joe Biden is a brain dead, dementia laden zombie who is the illegitimate president of the United States. The borders are open because the Democrat Party is being supported by the Mexican drug cartel. That's just giving them their money. China and the Mexican drug cartel. Why do you think the border's open? I'm a businessman. I give a 10% finder's fee to anybody who can make me rich, Brandon. I've done it for 40 years, and I've made a fortune, millions of dollars in America giving finder's fees. You don't think the Mexican drug cartel's giving finder's fees to the Democrat Party? You don't think China is giving a cut of all their money to the Democrat Party and offshore accounts to make sure that America gets weaker and more damaged every day? And I get standing ovations every time I tell them that the COVID vaccine is deadly and dangerous. And this is what I'll be centering my shows about here on Lindell TV, without any censorship, without any banning, where you could tell the truth.
Yes, you can.
I think it's great. Let's make sure everyone knows where to find my show.
Yeah, what
it's
time
Lindell
is your show
TV
on?
Lindell TV 2. It's on at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. So that's 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 East Coast Time, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, every day, Monday through Friday, on Mike Lindell TV 2.
And I'm so working. We'll and sure I'm working. And I'm working to carve you out a slot on for replay on one Lindell one.
Good.
I'm working.
Good.
On
and
it.
If this works out, keep this in mind. If this works out, I'll do 2 or 3 hours a day on Lindell TV. I'm telling you. And you mentioned working hard. You have no idea. I'm the hardest working man in show business. Nobody gets wealthy in America because it's an unfair country. It's a terrible country. It's a racist country. There's no social justice. You and me are like cut from the same cloth. I'll tell you, Brandon, I have worked my whole life, my fingers to the bones. I'm the biggest hustler in the history of America. And that's the reason I make money. It isn't because anyone gives me anything because I'm white or because I'm Republican. Nobody's ever given me anything in my life. I've had luck my whole life, and it's all been bad. So I didn't make any money. I didn't make any money because I'm lucky. I overcame bad luck. And that's the story of America. And I feel so blessed to be in the greatest nation ever created by God and blessed by God. And we got to fight to keep it alive so all of our kids can enjoy the same great nation we've enjoyed. And it doesn't look good right now, but we'll keep fighting. Every day to my last breath, we'll keep fighting.
Amen to that. I bought a Malibu ski boat in 2001, okay? And all my kids learned to water ski behind it, wakeboard behind it. And I treat it really, really well, and it's in mint condition. It's, you know, I bought it in 2001, same boat. Do you know how many times I've had that boat in the water this summer?
Probably none.
Zero. First summer since I've owned it. Zero. Because that's how much Logan and I are working to keep building Lindell TV. So you're right.
By the way, your son Logan, I have enjoyed working with him so much. He has been so fantastic to me. To get everything set up, to make sure my home studio looks good, sounds good. I've got a studio here with so much equipment, and I know nothing about tech. So I've had him interacting with my people to make it all sound good and look good. Thank you, Logan House. You've done a great job.
Yes,
you raised
has.
A really good son.
Well,
you
thank
really
you.
Did.
His mother gets most of the credit. When we were at Mar-a-Lago last November with President Trump and Mike Lindell producing and directing that interview, the President Trump figured out Logan's name and used his name a few times in conversation and asking Logan for this or that. And he was also visiting with one of my other children. And he kept complimenting my wife and I on the kids. And he did this several times. And then on his way out the door after the interview was all said and done, he looked at me and he said, "I just have to tell you, I'm just really impressed with these kids." And I looked at him and said, "Well, Mr. President, the credit really goes probably to their mother." He stopped. He cocked his head a little bit. He looked over at her and he said, "I could see that." And he walked out the door. "I could see that." So she does get most of the credit.
You and I are blessed, guys. I got to tell you, last November, I was married to my lovely new wife, Cindy Parker Root, and we went on our honeymoon in March because, again, I worked so hard. I got married in November, didn't have time to get away for 5 days till March. But in March, we went on our honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago. President Trump had us stay at his home in Mar-a-Lago. He gave us the amazing tower suite that very few people have ever stayed in. Michael Jackson stayed in it. And Rudy Giuliani stated it for Trump's wedding to Melania. we got the tower suite, which is three stories high. It overlooks the entire Palm Beach all the way around, panoramic view, 20, 30 miles in the distance.
Wow.
Just an amazing time. And we had this time of a lifetime. We sat at dinner next to President Trump like four nights out of the five nights we were there. It was just an amazing time. So, I mean, when I see that they raided Mar-a-Lago, I'm watching the helicopter views and I'm going, I know that. I know that. I know that. I've been in that room. I've been in that room. It's actually so sad that our country, we've become a banana republic and they can raid the home of the president of the United States. You know what I said? Can you imagine if President Trump was still president and he ordered the FBI to raid the home of Barack and Michelle Obama? Can you imagine the racism charges and the screaming from liberals that he is the criminal and he is Hitler and he's the worst and he's Stalin and he's the worst human being in the world and this is Nazism? And yet they did that to Donald Trump, who's the greatest guy in the world, never hurt anyone, never been a criminal in his life. All he's ever been is a guy who gave up everything to run for president of the United States when he could have just enjoyed retirement as a billionaire. He gave it all up for the American people for a salary of zero. And they're coming after him because he is the only thing standing between them, the a bunch of Gestapo and Soviet KGB who want to destroy us all, and us. He's in the way. Once they take him out of the way, Brandon, they're coming after all of us.
I agree.
So you better stand and fight for President Trump. That's all I can say.
And that's one reason why you and I haven't retired and are still working as hard as we are.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to always work. I don't know how to do anything else. You know, I went on my honeymoon. My wife is so mad at me because all we did was work on the honeymoon. I went to business meetings and I went to political meetings.
You're still married. Are you still married? Are you still married?
I am. She's getting used to the fact that I work all day. She sees me for dinner at night and she sees me in the morning. And in between, it's work all day. That's what I like. It's what I enjoy. My grandfather did it too. He came to America without one dime from Germany. And he wound up owning a butcher store with like six butchers, and it was wildly successful. And he always said to me, Wayne, there's only two rules in life. One is the customer is always right. And rule number two, if the customer's wrong, refer back to rule number one, they're right. And that's it. And that's my theory in life. Always treat your listeners, your viewers, your fans like you're unimportant. And they are the single most, each one of them is the most important person in the world. I answer every single email. I get 2,000-3,000 a week, and I answer every one of them and thank them for writing and tell them I appreciate them. And nobody does that in this business.
You're right about
that. I do it because my grandfather taught me.
So. You're right about that. So you're on Lindell TV 2, the second player. We're going to figure out a rerun time for him on Lindell 1. But you're on the second player, and again, 6 p.m. Central, correct?
6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. East, 4 p.m. West Coast time. That is correct. And loving to be on it. It's fun to be back on TV.
Well, welcome to the Lindell family. We look forward to having you back on as a guest here as well.
Thank you, Brandon. God bless you.
Thank you.
All your fans. Great people.
Thank you. Wayne Allen Root checking in, folks. And I hope you'll check out his show on Lindell TV 2, the second player on the page, 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, you can also check out the best ofs as well.